USA News. I'm Jerry Varmash. Two people were killed in a mass shooting in Baltimore. An argument at a block party reportedly led to the gunfire. Mayor Brandon Scott.
This is about people who cowardly decide to come to a celebration and shoot it up. Let's call this what it is. Let's not make this into some political dog whistle. The reality is that I could stand here today and tell you that homicides in Baltimore are down 20%. But who cares today? Because 30 people were shot and two are dead.
Scott vowed to bring those responsible to justice. Police are searching for at least two suspects. Former Vice President Mike Pence agrees with the U.S. support of Ukraine, but says President Biden has been acting too slowly.
They promised 33 Abrams tanks back in January. Now they're telling them it'll be September at the earliest. And they were actually told that it'd be January before the U.S. would approve those aircrafts being released.
Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Pence said the Biden administration has not delivered on the weapons it promised months ago. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is planning to visit China this week. Her three-day trip, which starts Thursday in Beijing, comes after Secretary of State Antony Blinken traveled to China last month to meet with President Xi, whom President Biden recently labeled as a dictator. The head of the Drug Enforcement Administration is calling the fentanyl crisis the most critical issue in the U.S. today.
Last year, over 110,000 Americans have died from fentanyl and methamphetamine poisoning. About 200 Americans are dying every day from fentanyl.
Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, the DEA Administrator Ann Milgram says what makes fentanyl even more dangerous is that it's made from chemicals and that fentanyl powder can be added to other drugs such as cocaine and heroin. The Powerball jackpot tops $500 million for Monday's drawing. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAVEL for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAVEL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAVEL for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
A flight crew from a commercial passenger jet fell ill after arriving at Los Angeles International Airport. The LAFD says two pilots and four flight attendants complained of headaches while standing on a jetway at Terminal 2. They told emergency personnel they began feeling sick after smelling an odor similar to aircraft exhaust. LA Fire Department responders examined the aircraft cabin and cockpit and found no environmental hazards. Elon Musk delivers a buzzkill to Twitter users.
Rate limit exceeded. That's what users of the social media platform started seeing on Saturday after Twitter chairman Elon Musk announced limitations on how many tweets one can see in a day. He says the limits are to discourage extreme levels of system manipulation, claiming organizations and bots have been scraping data and impacting the user experience. Verified users with an active paid subscription can read 6,000 posts a day. Unverified accounts can only view 600, while new users are limited to 300. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Taylor Swift is putting up some historic numbers on her current tour. She's not only expected to become the first artist to gross $1 billion on the road, her Eras Tour, Pollstar reports, is likely to hit $1.4 billion when the screams fade in arenas worldwide. A $60 million opening weekend is projected for the final installment of the Indiana Jones franchise. I'm Jerry Varmash, USA News.
Get the absolute most out of your workouts with the finest pre-workout formulas from Transparent Labs. Bulk or get lean and achieve your goals with stimulus-free supplements developed for peak performance. All-natural Transparent Labs cutting-edge formulas use no artificial sweeteners, colors, or flavors, and all are third-party lab-tested. Get 20% off your first order today with code RADIO at TransparentLabs.com. That's TransparentLabs.com, code RADIO. Transparent Labs, driven by science, fueled by nature. For 20% off, enter code RADIO at TransparentLabs.com.